From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Coming up, we've got the story of an African-American woman who believes she's descended from one of the founding fathers, plus a sit-down with Detroit Tiger slugger Gary Sheffield. But first, let's kick things off with headlines. Today, we start in Georgia. Gennaro Wilson was a 17-year-old honor student when he had consensual oral sex with a 15-year-old girl. He was later arrested and hit with a 10-year prison sentence. Its severity caused a stir in and out of Georgia. Former President Jimmy Carter even got involved. Well, this week, a Georgia judge ordered Wilson, now 21, to be released. But the Department of Corrections says he won't be until they get the go-ahead from Georgia's Attorney General, Thurbert Baker. And Baker insists the sentence is justified and has appealed. Our next story takes us to Nashville, Tennessee. Historically black Fisk University is trying to bulk up its endowment. It hoped to sell a few paintings in its collection, but that diverse personal collection was given to Fisk by one of America's most famous modern artists. That's Georgia O'Keeffe. And now a judge says, no way. O'Keeffe gave the works to Fisk for art education, and that's it. The collection of 101 works is a veritable who's who of master painters. Picasso, Cézanne, Renoir. O'Keeffe's estate has actually sued Fisk. That case goes to trial next month.